Good morning. I'm meteorologist Dave Epstein. It is Wednesday, the 8th of May. Let's get to our weather wisdom. Yeah, yesterday was gorgeous, wasn't it? 70s, low 80s in a few places, 60s right along the coast. All that sunshine, just beautiful weather. Great to get outside. I did a little bit of gardening yesterday. Not a lot, actually. Came back down from Maine and spent some time kind of harvesting some greens. This time of the year, I've got a lot of greens in the garden, and also just checking stuff, like what's getting eaten by things already. I'm noticing that I've got some of my little seedlings are getting eaten by some sort of little bug, so I'll maybe put some spinosad on those here over the next couple of days. But the problem's going to be the rain, because it's going to turn wet. We've got showers on radar here this morning. Depending on when you're listening to this, there's going to be showers and maybe the rumble of thunder. Temperatures today getting into the 60s, a touch of humidity as well, a little breezy at times, but not that windy. Tonight, any showers and a thunderstorm come to an end. We get some patchy, dense fog developing. Temperatures fall back down towards 50. Now, tomorrow, we're in between systems in the morning, a lot of clouds, back to the 60s. Maybe some showers developing late in the day, and the showers are likely Thursday night and Friday. Friday's highs only in the lower 50s with a northeasterly wind, and then right now, the weekend looking like partly cloudy skies to mostly cloudy, maybe a shower on Saturday, and a better chance for showers late Sunday. I think showers possible Sunday night into Monday, into the 60s. So I don't see any real nice weather here like we saw yesterday for close to a week, which, you know, isn't ideal. You know, as much as I love having, I would say, regular rain, I do like regular sunshine as well. So, but unfortunately, it just looks like it's going to be a little bit unsettled here. We entered solar summer a couple of days ago. That is the lightest period of time, the 3 months with the most amount of light, May 5th to June 5th, June 5th to July 5th, and July 5th to August 5th. So we really don't gain much more time. We gain less than an hour now between now and the summer solstice, and then, of course, we start losing time. But we don't lose that much until August either, right? So the amount of light gain and loss is fairly minimal in this three-month window, so it's fairly consistent. And that's why plants are responding so well, because they have all this light to deal with. So we're into those long days now, and hope you get a chance to enjoy it, and hopefully we'll get some sunshine this weekend. Have a great morning, everybody.